Okay, good Yerev Shabbos once again. So Shvi'i of Vayikra is the transition between the Karban Olah V'Yorid, Dalei Dalos, V'im Dalhu V'Niyadom HaSekes, and now we're talking about not just V'im Lo Sagiyah Yadot De'Seh, but L'Shtei Toyim L'Shnei V'Yorah. So then it's the Asiris Ha'efa, and the transition between that and the Karban Asham, Asham Hu, Asham, Asham, Lashem. And the Ramban asks the question, you know, Kachatas, Kasham, why do we have two different korbanos? The very end of the piece, he suggests that maybe it's because Chatas, by and large, is Nekeva, and Asham is, you know, Lashon Zachar, an idea which he wasn't so enamored of earlier in the piece. Basically, what he says, the korban Asham is much more Chamur. It's an Averus Chamuros, where, you know, a chatas, by its very nature, is a, what he calls a stia min haderech. A person is a little bit off track and has to get back on track. And asham is where a person is really ra'oi le'aved min ha'olam. And you'll say, well, you know, mitzora, what's the big chait there? So he says, that's a bit of an exception. Excuse me, that it's chashav kamei. So that sort of proves that asham in general means that it should be a davar hanevad min ha'olam. But the other examples that he talks about, like we have here, asham mi'ilos, disregarding kadshim or gizelos, you know, where it's b'mezid, shivcha charufa, where it's you know, desecration of you know, tara. So these are issues that the Ramban sees as very, 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 very chamor. Now the question is, how does asham talui, which by the way is the context for the pasuk of asham hu asham asham ladunai, how does it fit into that framework? So the Ramban, you know, again, because of the, called the stridency of his position in general, you know, has to do some fancy footwork here, because, you know, here, even it's of ikba yisura, meaning it's not a safek, chelev, safek shuman, but there's a chaticha shel kolachas, but ikba yisura, which is Rashi's assumption here as well. So he says, avavi shubala safek ashamhu, ki asham asham lashem hayodea kol talumos, you may like, so a person shouldn't think, you know, a person shouldn't think, ah, oh, maybe I didn't sin, so I can risk it. So no, we're trying to encourage a person not to take such a, you know, not to take such a laissez-faire attitude. The Ramban has a much the Sforno, has a much stronger formulation. It's not just that, okay, well, it could really end up being bad if you don't address the issue. The Sforno says, gufa the safik is the problem. So the Sforno writes the following, for kiblu zal shez medaber ba'asham taloy, v'ashem v'nasavano, shenu yodeya imchatim lav, v'alzalmar v'nasavano, kvya roilo, imchatim v'shogig l'nafal b'chait, aval haya avono, lo nizhar ad shenafal b'safik, let's say it's a 50% chance, so it should be half the time. So the Sforno says it's not so much a sin of commission, it's a sin of omission, right? You're right, it's only 50% chance that you actually had the chaylev, or you actually had the, you know, davar shechayev and alzono karis, but that's not the point. The point is that you allowed yourself, like I said, a sin of omission, to be in a position, the Chazal tell us, histalik mina safik, that, and again, it's a question between the Rambam and the Rashba. Safik the Raisa lechumra is that it did the Raisa, that it did the Rabbanan. The Rambam takes the latter position, but I'll call upon him. Everybody would agree that the person should never be in a situation where they could have been more zayir, and they get themselves in a situation where, you know, they're not really sure, you know, what happened, and spiritually speaking, now they're playing catch up, and they're in a very difficult spot. Because it wasn't just any safek, but a safek al davar shechayav in al zdono kari. So I want to emphasize here what the Sforno is trying to suggest, which is far-reaching its implications. It's a spiritual awareness. And it's like, you know, the question is, you know, do you repeat Yalav Yavo by Ma'ariv? No, by the other tfilos? Yes. But the more important issue is trying very, very, very hard to have an awareness and not being in a situation where we are going to need to address sveikos ex post facto. We want to be, this foreigner is saying, ambitiously in a situation where we're very attuned to what's going on around us spiritually. And again, there's sometimes situations like, you know, the Rav Safik bin Ashmashos, where it's not, you know, any chisaron yediya or chisaron in hishtadlos, just by its very nature, an admixture that isn't nitan to one definition or the other. But short of that, that we should, you know, be sure to do things al tzad havadai, and not you know, in a position of suffix. Just to tie this in to a broader theme in Avodas Hashem, to draw it back to the Ramban. The Ramban says that's the meaning of the pasuk of the b'chol v'avchem, that the Rambam assumes is the source for the daraisa of ezoy shebo avodas shebalev of yomer zot tefila. So the Ramban says no. What it means is ula of the b'chol v'avchem, that lo al tzad ha-safik, that we should serve God with a sense of wholeheartedness, not with any sense of lingering doubts. I think we could add this svarno to this list, which means the Ramban is approaching it from a broader, you know, perspective. It's not like a hedge, you know, maybe I'll serve Hashem, maybe there's some veracity to the whole system. But the svarno says even within that, operating within a person who's totally bought in, but at the level of execution, it shouldn't be al tzad ha-safik either.